The Big Red Bench.
We are joined on the Big Red Bench with the Big Red Bench's own Dan Casey, and we are going to preview tomorrow's match, Cork versus Kerry in the Munster final. And now, Dan, it's been 31 years since the Cork footballers won at Fitzgerald Stadium to Kerry. What do you think of that?
We won't have to wait 31 years anymore because I think we'll win tomorrow.
No, I'm actually fairly confident, to be honest, because there's actually a good few changes on either side. Only 9 players are playing for Cork that would have played against them last year, and 7 for Kerry.
Yeah, they only have 7 of the team that started the All-Ireland final win last year. They're absolutely plagued with injuries. So if there's a time for Cork to break that duck of the 31-year championship wait in Killarney, tomorrow is going to be the day. It should be the day. And it'd be great as well. There's the new Paddy O'Shea Cup. It's been unveiled for the first time. It'd be great to have Cork's name etched on that forevermore as the first name down on that trophy.
So did they rename the Munster Cup that, is it?
It's Paddy O'Shea Cup now, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fair play. I didn't know that. So we're very confident going into tomorrow's match. So
well, we're Cork fans. We're exactly. Always confident no matter who we're facing anyway. If it was Real Madrid, we'd be confident of going out and beating them. But look, it's only Kerry anyway, really.
They have David,
they have Paddy, but they're missing some of their big men. They're missing Tom O'Sullivan, the Dingle Man, instrumental to their club All-Ireland win. They're missing Joe O'Connor, they're missing Shawnee O'Shea as well, so they're missing 3 big players there. Like, again, as I say, the Cork, you know, if they're going to get the win over them tomorrow, they probably have a fair crack at it tomorrow. We're missing Dara Sheedy. He's only 19, I believe. He's a monumental loss, though, just up in full forward. His ability to run from deep and run through with the ball, he will be a big loss. Brian Hurley as well. Sure, how long has he been around that Cork side? Just even as a leader as well, he's going to be a big loss, and maybe that takes away, you know, a bit of a strength from our subs bench. Well, it definitely takes away from our strength from our subs bench. But that starting team is more than capable of going out, rattling off a few scores against this Kerry side, relatively inexperienced. Yes, have the best football player in the country, potentially, of all time. But I think, actually, if you nullify his brother, Paddy, he's their playmaker. He does so much of their work. It's going to be a big task to whoever's on him. It could be Tommy Walsh, the Cantork man, I believe. That'll match up against him, so he could have his work cut out for him. If he gets on top of him, though, could be a good day. Dan O'Mahony's going to do a man-marking job on David Clifford, I'm fairly sure. I think 2 years ago, he absolutely had him in his back pocket. Doesn't seem to fear Clifford whatsoever. Probably one of the best man-marking players in the country, if not the best. So, I don't know. I think they'd be feeling relatively confident. You know, Kerry, Jack O'Connor trying to play themselves down as usual. The usual yerring coming from Kerry, as always, and their fan base. But yeah, I think we have a good shot of winning tomorrow.
Definitely. But like, what I've noticed as well, like in the last few years, and like when I was growing up, the Gaelic footballers and the hurlers were very equal. Like, they both performed just as well. So is this the comeback of our footballers, do you think?
Well, our footballers were going better when our hurlers were going poor there.
True.
In around 2010. The footballers, what people forget, is we have an All-Ireland and more recent history in the football than we do in the hurling. So we do have a great history of it. We have more All-Irelands in the bag than a lot of other big football counties out there. So yeah, Cork, really, you know, the best dual county in the country. Is it the comeback? Look, going up to Division 1 is monumental. We can't understate that enough, I don't think. I could see us getting relegated straight back down. I think that game against Meath is going to be absolutely massive. We seem to be playing Meath every second day now, because we have them in round one of the All-Ireland series coming up. That's another huge fixture. They beat us in the league final. So, yeah, is it the beginning of something new in Cork football? I'm not 100% convinced, but it's certainly going in the right direction. Cleary might finish up in a year or two, and I think he might have him in a good place for whoever comes in next, if Cleary wants to depart himself.
Well, he's a legend, to be fair, and he seems confident enough about tomorrow's game. But Patrick Doyle now returns to goal, and Micheál Martin is gone from goal. And he has been doing very well for us this season, to be fair. But Patrick Doyle, it'd be nice to have him back now in goal, to be fair.
It is. I think it's a kick out ability. He's really in there. I think Gaelic football across most keepers generally aren't naturally gifted a shot stopping. I don't think I'm being rude to any goalkeeper there when I say that. It just seems to be the way. They wouldn't be as good as the soccer ones in terms of shot stopping, we'll say, but they're normally in there for their kick out ability and the tactical kind of nous that they have. And I think that's what Patrick Doyle really brings to the table. And I think that's why he's the number one choice.
Yeah, definitely. And we have Cullum O'Callaghan as well coming back. He replaces Sean Walsh. How do you feel about that one?
Cullum, look, what a midfielder. Paired up with Ian there. Like, I think he's fantastic. He's a very strong midfielder. He's going to give these Kerry lads a few headaches in the midfield. A lot of ball will be coming through that midfield area. You'd imagine he's going to have to cut a lot of that Kerry attack out. A lot of responsibility probably will fall to Cullum. So yeah, big pressure, but be absolutely no bother to them. A fine footballer.
No bother to them. Have you a score prediction now? How much are we going to win? Because we're feeling confident. How much are we going to win by tomorrow?
Well, I think we need goals. Chris Og, like, he's just such a big goal threat, and Kerry are going to be panicking about this guy if they are to win this cup tomorrow. So I think we're going to need two or three if we're going to win, really. Probably three, to be totally honest about it, just because how good Clifford is and their scoring ability can be down the other end of the pitch. So I'm going to say, oh, Jesus. Cork 3-16 to Kerry 120.
Okay, interesting. And I'm just going to go by we win by 2 points because it's always very close at Fitzgerald Stadium.
We'll hope it's close anyway. I think, if it's close, I'd probably fancy Kerry. I'd hope he'd go and put a statement down. You know, get the scores in early, because our bench, I would have concerns about it, that we'd be able to kick on coming down the home straight. So I'd like to kind of maybe get us a bit of a cushion, but that's going to be very hard down at Killarney. Really looking forward to, though. Should be a great occasion. I haven't been down to Killarney for a football game in a long, long time. So the town should be absolutely hopping. Should be a great atmosphere around. Look, you know, obviously the bit to start is just a bit of joking around. Like, Kerry are a serious outfit no matter who's playing for them. But I do believe Cork are going to get the win tomorrow. I just feel it. It's our time, hopefully.
It's a gut feeling. Thank you very much, Dan, for coming on to the show.
No bother. Pleasure as always.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.